Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, August 10th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're preparing this message in a motel room here in Missouri today. And once again, our goal is to provide a word of encouragement to those that choose to listen to our words. Today's message is titled Clearly Seen, and there are two scripture texts today from Isaiah 40, verse 28, and Romans 1, verse 20.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
We continue our trip through the Midwest and are now in Missouri, my home state, on our way to Oklahoma, where Brooksine grew up, which we will reach tomorrow. Along the way, we've tried to break up the trip with visits to well-known sites, as well as visiting with friends and relatives. In fact, today we'll see several friends and Brooksine's cousin in the Springfield area. Friday afternoon, I visited a museum I have wanted to see for some time in Northern Kentucky called the Creation Museum. It is sponsored by a ministry I've often benefited from called Answers in Genesis. This spring, I heard Ken Ham, the founder of the ministry, at a banquet in Lancaster County. The museum is a private entity, but is similar to many publicly funded natural history museums I have toured. However, it has the marked contrast of treating history from a scriptural perspective rather than a natural, worldly perspective. Essentially, descriptions include phrases such as God created rather than evolved over billions of years, as is the case in other natural history museums.
Today's second verse that I read earlier begins with a foundational statement consistent throughout Scripture, and I quote, "For since the creation of the world," end quote. Indeed, the very first words in sacred scripture declare, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
Many, many years ago, I read a story by Max Lucado in which he shares a conversation he had with a Brazilian farmer. This was when he was a missionary to Brazil. The farmer lived in a very remote location, far removed from modern influences. Upon introduction, Max told the old farmer, "I'm a missionary," and further explained that his work was to try to get people to believe in God. The farmer exclaimed, "What an easy job it must be to draw people to faith in God," as he spread wide his open arms to the massive evidences for creation that surround us.
The issues concerning origins are a source of major attack on the historic biblical Christian faith. Regrettably, many feel that they must concede in these areas in the face of seemingly apparent scientific evidence. The alternative views that are more, quote, scientifically enlightening, end quote, compel many to look to man's errant, finite knowledge rather than the God of the universe, who has unfathomable understanding and infinite creative power. I can think of nothing that exists on this earth that has infinite or never-ending qualities. Thus, it requires faith on our part to grasp this aspect of God's character.
But from Genesis to Revelation, the scriptures unwaveringly and unambiguously proclaim the work of the Creator. Just in case Isaiah's readers were misinformed, uninformed, or distrusting, Isaiah undisputably introduces the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as, quote, the Creator of the ends of the earth.
Well, today I, as one who is well informed, respond by acknowledging the work of the Creator and say a solemn amen to the Apostle John when he wrote, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." John wrote this in chapter 4, verse 11 of Revelation.
The universe declares your majesty. You may recognize that as a line from the popular song, God of Wonders. It comes to mind as I consider our daily scripture text. What a remarkable blessing to see God's handiwork in his creation, which is also a declaration of His majesty as seen in His eternal power and divine nature.
The Apostle Paul speaks of God's eternal power as one of God's invisible qualities. Paul uses a very interesting Greek word for eternal in this passage. The word eidos means ever-during, forward and backward. This power is constant. There's been no diminishment whatsoever from eternity past, and there will be no diminishment in eternity future.
God's invisible qualities are clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. I pray that the Lord will open every reader's, every listener's eyes today to clearly see the glory of God through His handiwork and His divine power. Indeed, we declare, and again using the words to the song, God of wonders, beyond our galaxy, You are holy. The universe declares Your majesty. You are holy, Lord of heaven and earth.
Let's pray together. Father God, You physically reign in a place invisible to my eyes, while Your Spirit with its invisible qualities is at work deep within my heart. Though I cannot see You, I recognize Your masterful handiwork. Though I cannot touch You, I feel Your divine presence. Only a God like You is great enough to mastermind the universe, yet small enough to live within my heart. Father, You have made Your wonders to be remembered and appreciated. You are gracious and compassionate. Your presence is seen and felt everywhere. I acknowledge You as the creator of the universe and the light of my life. For You are my Lord and Master, from eternity past to all eternity future. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today for our daily podcast. As mentioned, we are on a trip out to Oklahoma, and we'll be having two family reunions this week. Tomorrow evening, a reunion with some of Brooksine's family, and then later over the weekend, a reunion with my family, also in Oklahoma. Although I'm from Missouri, we have relatives in Oklahoma, and that's where the reunion will be. Well, we do have a number of photos from our last couple days for those that are interested in our trip. A visit with my uncle on Saturday and had lunch with my aunt and uncle Don and Aunt Mary in the Louisville area, and then onward through to St. Louis. An interesting stop along the way. You may be interested in seeing the individual that makes large model planes out of tin metal, out of sheet metal. And then spending yesterday in the St. Louis area with a riverboat trip and a trip for Brooksine and a steer up to the very top of the arch. We have photos all along the way. We do expect to continue with these daily encouragement messages, but not necessarily every day. In fact, tomorrow I do not plan to publish one. Hopefully one or two more this week as we are able from a hotel in the Tulsa area. I know later in the week we'll be out of internet range. We're going to a state park, and I don't believe there's any internet. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Of course, this again is our message for Monday, August 10th, 2009. If you care to look at these photos and some additional resources, we do have a link to that song alluded to in the message, God of Wonders, Chris Tomlin version. We have a link to the Creation Museum and a link to Answers in Genesis, the ministry that I referred to. And if you're really interested, we talk about Tud's roadside airplane collection that we passed along 64 in Indiana on Saturday, and some photos of the arch, not only our own, but some descriptions of how it was built, which is pretty interesting. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God encourage you, and may you worship the God of all creation.